And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, I'm going to do what everybody else in America has been doing for the last couple of days. I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm going to talk about. I know. Stop! Don't yell at the radio. I know. It was not the game that you wanted to see, unless of course you were a Philadelphia Eagles fan, in which case you were very happy with that particular game. But I'm not necessarily a Philadelphia Eagles fan, nor am I necessarily a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So I was in this crazy situation where I had to pick between the two. Oh, so you're wondering who I'm a fan of? All right, I'll tell you. Are you ready for it? I'm going to tell you. Oakland Raiders. Yeah, I know. It's been like 20-some-odd years since they've been to the Super Bowl. I know they didn't win last time. I know. But you obviously know that I'm a fan of the Oakland Raiders because I'm willing to get on this radio show in front of millions of people and say that. I'm willing to say the truth. I'm an Oakland Raiders fan. And a lot of you are like wanting to put your arm around me and give me a hug and just kind of tell me it's going to be okay. Well, it might be okay because I think we've got a new head coach, do we not? We have Pete Carroll coming in as the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, and I'm ecstatic. As a matter of fact, the last time Pete Carroll came into my life, I was an alumni at the University of Southern California, and he turned our football program around and brought us to national championship levels, and then he went on to mess around with the Seattle Seahawks, and then I guess the Seattle Seahawks, they got tired of him, and they put him out to pasture, and the Raiders went, whoa, hold on, buddy, you're not ready for retirement. I don't care if you're in your 70s. You need to come here and win us a Super Bowl. All right. Now, I realize that the majority of you didn't tune in to listen to banter about the Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, some of you sat on the couch with your significant other. You had your arms crossed and you sat there for 4.5 hours. You even sat through a very unimpressive halftime show. Yeah, I said it, unimpressive halftime show. And you sat there for the entire 4.5 hours supporting the person you love. And you don't care about the Super Bowl. You don't care about football. You don't care about anything that I'm going to talk about on today's show. But here's the point I want to make. Because you were willing to sit there on the couch for 4.5 hours and support the person that you love, you're going to be willing to sit there for the next, say, 35 minutes, maybe 45 minutes. I don't know how long you're going to sit there. It depends on how long I keep rambling on this radio show. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some wisdom into your mind. And I'm going to use football to talk about how this wisdom is going to change your life. It's going to be cool. You're going to like it. All right. So what we've got to do is we got to kind of clear our minds. Let's clear our minds. Let's do that Zen thing, you know, where you put your two of your fingers next to your thumb and you hold your arms in like an L-shaped position kind of at your sides and you go, Om, adi, padi, padi, bom. I don't even know how that works, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get you to a place where you're going to calm down, where you're going to relax, where you're not going to get all excited about football. Football season is over. Football season doesn't kick off until the spring when the spring football season starts. I know. Some of you are like, spring football? Is that really a thing? Yeah, apparently it's really a thing. And I'll tell you, I'm into it. And here's what I want to do. I want to talk about a gentleman by the name of Jalen Hurts. Yeah, you heard his name yesterday. Yeah, he's the winning quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, he won the Super Bowl yesterday. And many of you that watched that Super Bowl game probably figured that guy, he was just a stud. He was just the star. He was the guy that picked apart the Kansas City defense. He's the guy that threw the ball, made some beautiful passes to his receivers, and just dropped the ball right into the perfect place where the receiver could catch it and run for a touchdown. Yeah, this guy, he ran the ball. He handed off the ball. He was in charge of the ball. He was in charge of the game. Man, I think Jalen Hurts was the guy. He was the guy. As a matter of fact, he was the MVP. They named him the MVP, most valuable player of yesterday's Super Bowl. But let me tell you this about Jalen Hurts. Let me tell you about his journey. Let me tell you where he started. He started playing football as a young man. And he grew up playing football, and he wanted to be a football player. That's what he wanted to be, a football player. Now, I know many of you, you want to be a real estate investor. And you're saying, okay, I've sat here for 5 minutes, Al, listening to you talk up all this football stuff, and I'm not excited. I'm not excited. What's the correlation between Jalen Hurts being a football player and me being a real estate investor? Well, everything. Everything. Because what I'm going to talk about is I'm going to talk about Jalen Hurts' journey from being demoted at the University of Alabama to becoming an NFL star. It's a story of hard work. It's a story of mental toughness. It's a story of resilience. And it's a story of getting the job done. It's all about getting the job done. Now, Jalen Hurts, back in, I'm going to take you all the way back to 2016, 2017, that time period, way before the pandemic. This guy was the starting quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide in 2016 and 2017, and he led the team to back-to-back national championship appearances. Yeah, this guy was all that and a bag of chips in college. However, in the 2018 national championship game against Georgia, he struggled in the first half. So Alabama head coach Nick Saban benched Hurts. He did. He got fired. He lost the job to a gentleman by the name of Tua Tagovailoa. I hope I got your name right, Tua. First of all, I am awful at pronouncing people's last names. If I were to look up all of my potential skills, the things that I can do very well or kind of well, that would be at the very bottom of the list. It would be in the doesn't do very well at all. As a matter of fact, should consider not doing it. Yeah, that's where I should be. All right, so what am I getting at? Jalen Hurts was fired as the starting quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide in 2016 to 2017. And then what did he do? He sat on the sidelines. He did. He sat on the sidelines as Tua won the game for him. So what did he do? Well, rather than transferring immediately, Jalen Hurts remained at Alabama for the 2018 season as Tua's backup. He did. Now, you might know who I'm talking about, this Tua guy. Yeah, if I recall correctly, he plays for another professional team in Miami. Yeah, that guy. So we're talking about quality players here. So it's not like Jalen Hurts lost his job to a guy like me that doesn't play quarterback very well quarterback at all. He lost his job to somebody who was equally good. So Jalen Hurts decides to stay at Alabama, decides he's gonna play football, and he's going to be the backup. And instead of sulking, he stayed prepared, and he supported his team. His opportunity came in the 2018 SEC championship game when Tua got injured. Jalen Hurts entered the game, and he led Alabama to a dramatic comeback win over Georgia, showcasing his improved passing ability and poise under pressure. Yeah, he was back in charge. He won the game for him. And with his final year of college eligibility coming due, Hurts transferred. He did. He left Alabama. He went to the University of Oklahoma in 2019, and he played for a guy by the name of Lincoln Riley, who, by the way, happens to be the head coach at USC right now. Yeah, you notice all these connections and parallels that I'm putting into the show? It's all about me, right? Okay. No, it's not all about me. Let's get back to what was going on with football. So he thrives in a quarterback-friendly system, playing for Lincoln Riley at the University of Oklahoma. He passes for 3,851 yards, rushes for 1,298 yards, and accounted for 53 touchdowns. He finished second in the Heisman Trophy voting, proving he could still be an elite quarterback. And despite his success at Oklahoma, NFL teams, they questioned his ability as a passer. Now, you got to think about this for a minute, right? When these kids become good at football, they get into a system, and that system pushes them up to the next level, and it keeps pushing them up to the next level. Well, this guy is literally at the next level. The only next level for Jalen Hurts is the NFL. But the NFL is concerned about his ability to be a passer. He was projected as a mid-round pick and considered a, now get this, a developmental quarterback. So the Philadelphia Eagles surprised many, many people, to include me, by selecting him in the second round. He was the 53rd pick overall in the 2020 NFL draft. So now Jalen Hurts is on the team that he won the Super Bowl with. But they didn't just plug him in right away. Now, there was somebody else there that was doing the job as quarterback. So Hurts started his NFL career as a backup to a guy by the name of Carson Wentz. However, when Carson Wentz struggled during the 2020 season, Hurts got his opportunity, and he showed flashes of brilliance, and he took over as the full-time starter in 2021. And despite early skepticism, he improved each year. He worked on his mechanics and proved himself as a franchise quarterback. In the 2022 season, he led the Eagles to a 14-3 record and a Super Bowl appearance. But what did he do over the weekend, last weekend? He took the Eagles all the way to a Super Bowl championship, to a Super Bowl ring, to a Super Bowl win, to everything that is contained within a Super Bowl victory. Jalen Hurts produced a Super Bowl victory for his team, and he produced it well. When we come back from the break, what we're going to do is we're going to get into a conversation of what you could have done had you decided to become your own quarterback. So Jalen Hurts, he becomes the guy. He becomes the winner. He becomes the household name. He's the name that everybody's been talking about all this week. Now, I realize it's just Wednesday. It's currently Wednesday. And Jalen Hurts' name has been on everybody's lips. Even people that don't like football, people are talking about Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts is a winner. Jalen Hurts is a guy that got fired at one point in his life. He totally got fired. But then he did something with it. He didn't just sit back and go, dude, I'm fired. I'm a washout at football. I can't do this anymore. That wasn't his attitude. His attitude was, okay, well, maybe there's somebody that's a little bit better. So what do I need to do? I need to improve on what makes me better as a player. So he did that. He stayed focused. He never lost sight of the prize. And in doing so, what he's been able to accomplish is to accomplish one of the greatest victories in a Super Bowl event ever. Jalen Hurts turned that Super Bowl into a one-sided victory. He did. He turned it totally into a one-sided victory. Now, if you recall watching the game started out, it was 0-0, right? And before you know it, it was a blowout because of this guy by the name of Jalen Hurts. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tie it into real estate. I promise you, stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And a bunch of you just caught me because I didn't say we're working on your financial freedom. And after all, I'm talking about football. So, I mean, it's a team sport. So I should be saying we're working on your financial freedom. See, I am getting better every day because I have, well, let's be clear. I'm getting better every day because I want to give you the best radio show that I can give you. And in doing so, my presentation needs to be good. My diction needs to be good. My emphasis on words needs to be good. My selection of words needs to be exceptional. I need to be articulate, and I need to share with you the information that you came here to get. And some of you are going, dude, we came here to get information about investing in real estate. And all we've heard so far, the only thing we have heard so far is more talk about the Super Bowl, more talk about football. I'm tired of it. I can't take it anymore. Oh, you can't? Okay. Well, guess what? I'm going to give you a little bit more, but I'm going to put it in the context of the real estate that you're looking for. Because everything that I talked about leading up to this point in the show is designed to take you to a certain place in your mind. You didn't know that, did you? You had no idea that I was going to take you to a certain place in your mind. You want to go there now? Because we're going to go there now. I mentioned that Jalen Hurts got fired. Nick Saban sat him on the bench, said, "Yes, you're done, man," in a championship game. I mean, in a championship game. Jalen Hurts just wasn't playing good. Don't know exactly what was going on. Saban said, "That's it. You're out. You're fired. You sit on the bench." And Jalen Hurts found himself the backup player to another guy who had been his backup player. He got fired. You ever been fired? Yeah, I'm asking you. Have you ever been fired? What was it like? Now, for those of you that have never been fired, you're lucky, because the people that have been fired, that are in their mind right now answering that question that I asked, it's not pleasant. Firings are not pleasant events. They're very unpleasant. They're emotional. Your feelings get hurt. You start questioning everything. You question, why did I do what I did that got me fired? How was I supposed to not get fired? You start feeling like a failure, and then eventually it hits you. You've been trading time for money. You've been spending everything that you earn on the stuff in your household. You're lucky that you don't have more month at the end of your money, because the way you spend your money, you would probably run out of money otherwise at the end of the month. Some of you are running out of money every month. Some of you are having challenges making ends meet. And then when you get fired, that income, that money that you've been counting on to come in every week or every 2 weeks or every month or however they pay you, it stops. There's no firing that's like, well, okay, there are some firings that come with parachutes. There are some firings that come with parachutes. I mean, in other words, they could come with a severance pay or a severance package, right? But most firings don't come with those benefits. What you find out is that everything that you spend money on in your household is demanding money, just like it did last month. It's demanding money this month, but you don't have a job. You've been fired. And in your mind, you're starting to think, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? What problem did I create? Being fired is a significant emotional event. It is significant. Now, I was fired once in my life. I was. Now, this is a job that I had when I was in high school. I went to the job and they basically said, "Yeah, we don't need your services anymore. You can go home." And I thought to myself, "What did I do wrong?" See, there was no constructive feedback loop. There was nobody counseling me, helping me to understand the error of my ways. All I knew is that before I walked through the doors of that business, I was employed. And then as soon as I walked through the doors of that business, I was unemployed. I was fired. You know, if I recall the conversation, something along the lines of, "Your services are no longer needed." Now, I don't know if it's because the services I was providing were not quality enough, or if the services that I were providing were fine, but the business had a business problem. I don't know. But here's the point I want to make. When you get fired, there can be a myriad of reasons why it occurred. And if you let the firing affect you psychologically, emotionally, even physically. It can be detrimental to your future success. Jalen Hurts took his firing like a man. He did. He didn't yell at the coach. He didn't go on social media and say bad things about the team. He just recognized that, okay, for whatever reason, I've been fired. I've been demoted, but I'm still a part of the organization, so I'm going to give 110%. And right there, that attitude, that can-do attitude is the attitude you have to have when it comes to becoming a real estate investor. I don't want you to go, oh, you know, I'm going to be a real estate investor, so, you know, what I'll do is I'll look at a couple of ads online, and then maybe I'll go drive by a couple neighborhoods, and I'll look at a couple of houses that have signs in front of them. That's not being a real estate investor. That's being a lazy laggard that's just driving around doing stuff that has no specific purpose or point to it. The stuff that I just described to you about being a real estate investor is not being a real estate investor. That's not how you do it. It's not how you do it at all. The way you do it, the first thing that you do is you educate. You work on the gray matter in between your ears. You think about what success looks like. You start to pattern in your mind successful outcome. You start surrounding yourself with other successful like-minded individuals. You start having conversation with these individuals. They start sharing information with you that you can use. And then you find out that many of these individuals that you're sharing information with are already retired. In any Lifestyles Unlimited grouping of people, you're going to have a collection of people that are already real estate retired, and the rest of them are on their way to becoming real estate retired. The majority of Lifestyles Unlimited members, and I would say the vast majority of Lifestyles Unlimited members have either been fired or laid off at least once in their career. At least one. I know members that have been fired or laid off like 6 or 7 times. Yeah, they kept taking the lumps because they didn't know anything else. So what did they do? Well, they got back up and they went back into the job market and they found another job. And then instead of complaining, they worked harder to improve their skill set so that maybe whatever got them fired wouldn't get them fired again. And guess what? They got fired or laid off because that's the cycle of the business model that occurs in our country. Not every business lasts to perpetuation. No, they don't. Many businesses fail along the way. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, it's not one of those businesses. Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for almost 35 years. We have been teaching people like you, people like me, people like the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited, how to retire ourselves by using real estate as the catalyst to do it. And here's another thing I want to share with you. If you've been fired recently, it's not the end of the world. Did you know that while you're looking for another job, you could also become a real estate investor? Now some of you took a step back and you just went, wait a minute, dude, we've listened to the show long enough and we realize that if we're going to be real estate investors, we're going to have money to buy stuff. And I don't have a job right now. Really? You don't have a job right now? No, I got fired, man. I got laid off. Oh, so you don't have any spendable cash right now. Is that what you're saying? And the answer would be, that is correct. No spendable cash. In which case, I would ask this question. I would say, how much money do you have in your 401k? Or how much money do you have in your IRA? Or are you a teacher and you have one of those teacher plans? Or do you have some other government-endorsed retirement plan that you've been putting money into? And many of you would answer that question with a loud and resounding, why, yes, I do, but I'm not touching that money. And that's a problem because all the money that you have saved up in your life of working is sitting in those accounts doing nothing for you. Nothing. Is it paying you cash flow? No. Is it allowing you to capture equity in an asset? No. Is it allowing you to take principal reductions on mortgage payments that you're making against the asset? No. Does it allow for natural appreciation? Yes. Oh, we finally got one. And what about the tax advantages? Do the tax advantages favor the real estate investor in what you're doing? And the answer is no. So you have money sitting in so-called investment accounts that you're not allowed to touch, that only pay you one particular way, and you can't even tap the money that comes in as gains because it all has to go back into that account. And then you have to wait until you're 59 and a half before you can touch that money, provided you don't want to pay an additional 10% penalty over and above the taxes you would owe when you withdraw the money. You have a retirement problem. You do. And Lifestyles Unlimited can help you fix it. Because even if you've been fired, even if you've been laid off, chances are you've got money in those retirement accounts. And you can repurpose that money into real estate. If you've got $1 million sitting in those accounts, you can repurpose it. If you've got $1.5 $5 million sitting in those accounts. You can repurpose it. If you have $2 million or more sitting in those accounts, you can repurpose it. Now, here's the thing. You're going to have to pay the taxes. Whatever taxes are due on that money when you withdraw it must be paid. There's no getting around that. That's the tax laws in this country are very clear on that. You have to pay the taxes when you take the money out. But what about that 10% penalty? Do you have to pay the 10% penalty? And the short answer is maybe. So why am I giving you a maybe? Because we have vendors that are part of the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor program. We call it the vendor marketplace. And what those vendors do for you is they help you avoid the 10% penalty when you withdraw your money from those accounts. And it uses the existing laws that are out there in order to do it. There's ways legally to avoid the 10% penalty. So think about it. Let's say you've got $2 million sitting in one of those accounts. You could use a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor to protect $200,000 of that money. And it's not going to cost you anywhere close to $200,000 for the services necessary to protect that $200,000. That $200,000 remains with you when you use the services of somebody that we know that's going to benefit you. It's part of why you want to become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Because I will tell you this, if Lifestyles Unlimited were a football team, if we were a professional football team, we could have gotten on that field with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think we would have done a better job than the Kansas City Chiefs of playing that game, because one of the things that we have as real estate investors is we have knowledge, we have education, we have a massive network, we have a team mentality at Lifestyles Unlimited. And that team mentality is designed to make us winners, not losers, but winners. Winners like Jalen Hurts. You can become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You can do it right now. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop. And when you sign up for that free workshop, you're going to get exposed to the introductory information you need to be exposed to help you start changing your mindset. Because we have to convert you from a middle-class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. And then once that occurs, we can start sprinkling in all the millionaire information that you need to know. We'll show you how we buy single family assets. We'll show you how we buy multifamily assets. We'll talk to you about the different ways we make money in real estate. That free workshop is an hour and a half long, but it is an hour and a half that you will invest in your education. It is important that you check it out, and it's free. It costs you zero money. It just costs you a little bit of time to check it out. Now, here's the neat thing about that free workshop. It's like an on-demand thing. Yeah, you don't have to wait for a guy like me to go, well, I'm going to do a presentation now. Better comb my hair. Better put on my nice shirt. Better sit in front of my camera here. No, it is a on-demand presentation, and it is presented by a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Yes, it is recorded. The majority of the stuff that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is live and in person. That's just how we roll. But that free workshop is a recorded event. But that free workshop is the thing that you need to check out, because it is the thing that is going to start changing your mindset. It's going to start changing the way you look at things. It's going to start changing what you want to do for retirement. Because what you're doing for retirement now, it's either working or it's not. And if it's not working, that's a bad problem. What we need to do is we need to make sure that whatever you're doing for retirement gets you to a place of retirement in the next 5 years. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.